Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier BOGO offer. This offer expires Sunday, March 24th. To order yours today, go to EdenPureDeals.com and use code HOWIEBOGO.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
The president has indicated, and I certainly agree, that getting the cost of living down should be a number one economic priority.
Easter is this weekend, and many Americans will spend an average of close to $200 per person for the holiday.
We're canceling it.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
We are taking the next step forward in our ongoing efforts to make our subways even safer.
I've experienced stabbings firsthand on the train.
And ensuring New Yorkers feel safer.
You keep using the word. I don't think it means what you think it means.
We'll be publishing the impact and use policy for electromagnetic weapons detection systems.
If you want to throw down in fisticuffs, fine. I've got Jack Johnson and Tom O'Leary waiting for you, right here.
It's very alarming that crime in the city is getting this bad. Just don't feel safe.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. 844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. It is a tale of dueling events today in New York City. President Trump is on Long Island in Massapequa at the wake for a murdered New York City police officer, Jonathan Diller. He was shot down by two Democrat thugs on Monday night in Far Rockaway, Queens, at a traffic stop in cold blood. These guys have long, long records, and so Trump is at the wake right now. And also today in New York City, in Manhattan, Brandon is having a major fundraiser tonight at Radio City Music Hall, Midtown, and he's going to be joined by two other wretched Democrat presidents, Bill Clinton and Barack Obama, and they're going to be 5,000 people, and they will pay up to $250,000, according to the report. Some ducats.
Are the Rockettes going to open for them?
I don't think the Rockettes are going to be there. No, here are some of the people that are going to be performing, most of whom I don't even know who they are. Mindy Kaling.
She's a comedian.
Oh. Can we put that in quotes?
Comedian. I mean, she wrote a lot of the episodes of The Office. Funny show.
Ben Platt.
Yeah, he's, I wouldn't say he's funny.
Is he an alleged comedian?
I think he's an alleged actor.
Oh. Cynthia Trivo?
No idea.
Lea Michele?
No idea.
Lizzo? Queen Latifah? They will all perform. Oh, and Stephen Colbert will be there, and he's going to moderate a discussion among the three statesmen. Princess Kate is not expected to attend. He still hasn't apologized for all the rotten stuff that he said. 774, why would anyone pay to see those gas bags Obama, Biden, Clinton blather on is beyond me. I agree. You can see it, though, apparently, if you can figure out how to order it on cable TV. It only costs $25. I think I'm going to watch the basketball games tonight. Two ACC teams playing, including Carolina in the late game. But traffic is already tied up to a fare-thee-well in Manhattan. They put up the barricades at 7 a.m. this morning. Oh, and by the way, noted elderly lesbian photographer Annie Leibovitz is going to take photographs. I read somewhere, I don't see it in front of me right now, but I heard somewhere this morning that if you spend $100,000, you can have your picture taken with the three presidents. Oh, Oh, how exciting that is. So they're going to raise $25 million. I think that's quite a it's quite a contrast, compare and contrast Trump with a with law enforcement in a middle class working class part of Long Island, Nassau County, at a funeral home of a cop. And it's a, the guy was a he's had a nice family. Union's message to anti-police Pauls. This is the front page of the New York Post today. I'm holding up for social media. You're not welcome at Hero Cop's funeral. This is your fault. This is your fault. And it is their fault. All right. 844-500-4242. 508 says, when Taylor doesn't know you, you're definitely a D-lister. Shouldn't they have to have some kind of identification, though, for some, not Queen Latifah, I guess, or Lizzo, but I mean, some of these people need to be identified, I think, for those of us who, you're right. Even if you peruse occasionally the gossip columns, you may not know who these people are. But this is what it's all about now. The beautiful people are all chipping in big money. They're going to try to buy this election, sway everybody with mail-in ballots and voter harvesting and scaring the bleep out of everybody and canceling everybody who dares speak otherwise. It says that maybe things were better under Donald Trump. Look what they did to Ronna McDaniel, and she will not be the last one, no doubt about it. 844-500-4242. Brandon is hosting all three crime families tonight. Wonder if the darlings of the Dem lawfare system, James, Bragg, and Willis. How about Smith, the guy known as Jack Smith, the special prosecutor? I wonder if he'll be there tonight. And by the way, is this like a meeting of the—they used to call it in New York the commission, the five families, the commission— So is this the commission meeting tonight in at Radio City Music Hall? I don't see any Marilyn Monroe types in the gathering. But of course, there's no JFK here either. Anyway, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. We'll give you more as I don't think the president will be saying very much today. President Trump will be saying very much. I haven't seen that he's said anything at all so far. But if he does say anything when he comes out, it's one of those things you don't really at a wake. You don't campaign at a wake. It's bad form. I mean, I guess he was invited by the county executive. That's like the mayor of Nassau County, who's a Republican. And although it's sort of unclear, it's Caroline Leavitt, who you know well, obviously. She's the campaign spokeswoman. She said President Trump is moved by the invitation to join NYPD officer Jonathan Diller's family and colleagues as they deal with his senseless and tragic death. And as you also know, David Portnoy from Barstool Sports set up a fundraiser. And he said, we'll go for $750,000. I'll match it. And so they raised it very, very quickly, and he matched it. So they have $1.5 million they're going to give to the young widow and the toddler child. It's a very sad story that this guy would be killed. I mean, he was just the car with the thugs. I don't think these were illegals. They could be, but one of them has a traditional name. Let me put it that way, and the other one is named could go either way. But I think he's probably a citizen. But they were parked in a bus stop, and the thinking, they don't know for sure yet, but the thinking is that they were planning to rob somebody, or it was a hit. They were going to take somebody out, another drug dealer, another, I don't know, thug of some sort. And so they just the cops told Diller got out of the car to tell him to move out of the bus stop. Because you're not allowed, you know how it is. You're not allowed to park in a bus stop, even in crime devastated urban areas in 2024. And so they shot him. And that's what happened. 844-500-4242. 617, surprised they didn't wheel Carter out of hospice for the event and picture. I'm sure they would have if they could have managed it. There's no doubt about it. They'll do anything to remain in power and continue the fundamental transformation, which is the fundamental destruction of America. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. If you're like me, you need your sleep. Not 5 or 6 hours. I'm talking about 7 or 8 blissful hours of uninterrupted sleep. And there's one thing that makes my night complete, and that's MyPillow's famous Giza Dream Sheets, the best sheets I've ever slept on. So soft, so comfortable. They're luxurious, ultra-soft, and breathable. They come in a variety of sizes and stylish colors. And right now, for a limited time, Howie fans can get a queen-sized set of sheets for $59.98 and a king-size set of sheets for just $69.98. The lowest prices in MyPillow history. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square. You'll find this amazing offer and deep discounts on all MyPillow products. You'll even get 60% off the original oh-so-comfortable My Slippers. Sleep better than ever. Go to MyPillow.com to get comfort and savings. You can also call them at 800-658-4965. Don't forget the code Howie. Don't love them? Don't worry. MyPillow has a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-658-4965 and use the code Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show. The Emperor of Hate, Howie Carr, is back.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Perfect Smiles. Don't be fooled by imposters with similar names. If you're unhappy with your smile, you need to visit Dr. Bruce Houghton in Nashua. Call 1-844-A-PERFECT-SMILE or visit PerfectSmiles.com, PerfectSmiles.com. Taylor, what is the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarshow.com, is Sam Bankman-Fried just got 25 years in federal prison for stealing $8 billion. How would you describe that sentence? Too harsh, about right, or should have gotten what Bernie Madoff got? Life.
Should have gotten what Bernie Madoff got. Life.
80% say should have gotten life. 17% say it's about right. 3% say it's too harsh.
Too harsh? $8 billion? He stole from, let's see, what does it say, tens of thousands of... He looted the accounts of what prosecutors called tens of thousands of people, including in war-torn and unstable nations, who lost the nest eggs they entrusted to him. I'll read you the whole story about it. What I don't understand is the judge rips him. The feds wanted 50 to 60 years. But the thing is, he gave, I don't know, the various accounts, $70 to $100 million to Democrats. He was the second largest donor in the 2022 cycle after Soros, who's now buying radio stations like WEEI. And he said after 2022 that he was going to give $1 billion to Democrats in this cycle, $1 billion. And so, you know, so he gets what amounts to it's 25 years. Obviously, it's not a wrist slap. You know, you do the math, 85, supposedly, if he doesn't get a pardon for his yeoman-like services to the Democrat Party and a pardon from Biden on the way out the door, he has to do over 20 years. So he'd be 53 when he got out. But still, I mean, again, $8 billion. $8 billion. 844, so you have to do the feds. People are saying, what's the bottom line? it's 85 times 25, which is just round it off to 20 years. That's not enough. And I would you be surprised if he gets a pardon? I wouldn't. Not for, you know, if especially if Biden's defeated and he's pardoning himself and he's pardoning Hunter, why not pardon Samuel Bankman-Fried? Oh, and by the way, he has to pay $11 billion in restitution. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. $8 billion to the customers he ripped off, $1.7 billion to investors, and $1.3 billion to lenders. But, of course, no one's ever going to see a dime of that, not one dime. So listen to let me just we'll take a call here or two. People want to talk about the three presidents and all that. But his lawyer is a guy named Mark Mukasey. I assume that's the son of the former attorney general under Bush. Mukasey was a good attorney general, pretty smart guy. And his son has to make a living. I understand. Mukasey said that Bankman-Fried cannot enjoy fancy and expensive, that's the phrase, quote, fancy and expensive things at all because he suffers from a condition known as, maybe you've heard of it, I never had, anhedonia. Anhedonia. You ever heard of that, Taylor?
Which one was this?
This is Bankman-Fried's condition, according to his lawyer, Mark Mukasey. Anhedonia, A-N-H-E-D-O-N-I-A.
Is celebrity or a disease?
It's a disease.
Either way, I've never heard of them.
It's, quote, characterized by a near-complete absence of enjoyment, motivation, and interest. Oh.
So he doesn't have a purpose in life.
Well, he did have a purpose till he got caught. He was stealing money.
May I suggest woodworking, Sam?
His mother, Stanford law professor Barbara Fried, also urged the judge to give her son a lighter sentence because he has, quote, exhibited behavior consistent with people on the autism spectrum. She said his failure to read social cues will put him in, quote, extreme danger, unquote, in prison, his mother warned. I genuinely fear for Sam's life in the typical prison environment. I'm telling you, he's going to end up in Massachusetts. He's going to end up at Devens. Federal Medical Center, FMC, where the saint was, Anthony St. Laurent, the mob guy, public enema number one. Where Carlos Danger was. All the scammers are in are at the air. 844-500-4242-774. Funny how these same people want to put DJT away for the rest of his life. Yeah, isn't that funny? 781, SBF only getting 25 years is white privilege. Yes, it is. It's Democrat privilege. Democrat privilege. Billy, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Billy.
Hello, Howie. Since the three presidents are all getting together, right?
Yes.
Let's say we had a street fight and throw Donald Trump in there. I bet you he would whoop their asses.
I think in terms of public opinion, he is whipping their asses today. It's a tragic thing that Officer Diller is dead. But it's better to be at the funeral than it is to be, hobnobbing with the beautiful people in Midtown when your party's policies have created the tragic murder of this officer. Lily, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Lily.
Hello, Howie. This is Lily. Could I have the voice changer, please?
Sure. The witness protection program of the Howie Carr Show. No one will recognize your voice now, Lily. You can tell by the fact that, you can't recognize my voice. Go ahead. We haven't got much time. Make it quick.
Okay, Howie, what I would like to see is I really think they should not give him prison. He's just going to ask to be transgendered, and then he'll become a woman, and then he'll work for free. I think they should have him work a manual, real job, like as a plumber, as a tradesman in training. He'll pass out from the work, and we'll save a few $100 million.
Would you, Lily, really want to entrust him with your clogged sink or your clogged toilet?
Of course not, but he did a great job money laundering for the Democrats, so we can clearly move excrement with ease.
Yeah, there's a difference between laundering and unplugging drains. Thanks for the call, though, Lily. I don't think he's going to make much of his...
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios...
Anhedonia, A-N-H-E-D-O-N-I-A. Again, that's what Samuel Bankman-Fried's lawyer says he has. I'm looking at the definition from the Cleveland Clinic. Anhedonia is the inability to experience joy or pleasure. So in other words, it's like life. Isn't it? I mean, when you get right down to it, you may feel numb or less interested in things that you once enjoyed. It's a common symptom of many mental health conditions like depression. Treatment is available to help you regain interest in life's activities, like being around loved ones or listening to music. Then it says it can be a symptom of the following conditions. And I'm only going to read these because it sounds like it's another version of long COVID. You can just blame it for anything. Is there anything anhedonia can't do? It's a symptom of depression, schizophrenia, bipolar disorder, substance use disorder, Parkinson's disease, traumatic brain injury, or post-traumatic stress disorder. So it can be anything, right? So I guess that's why I picked it. It can be anything. And this is it's a ticket to easy time, if there is such a thing as easy time when you're doing 25 years with 20 to serve. 844-500-4242. So no one was really buying this except for the judge blasted him, and then he did it because he wanted to be a hugely. Two hugely political influential person in this country. He knew it was wrong. He knew it was criminal. He regrets that he made a very bad bet about the likelihood of being caught. But then he gave him half of what he could have given him. The Southern District of New York, Dems, one and all, asked for 50 to 60 years. Maybe they knew the fix was in. 844-500-4242. Bankman-Fried's mother, she's the one who said that, you know, he misses his social cues. She helped craft the strategic memo that guided the 2020 election strategy of the Democrats. She was the leader of the Democrat super PAC, Mind the Gap. Oh, man. So that's just it. So they're all big Democrats. I'm going to just find out who Lewis Kaplan was, the judge, was appointed by. Current FTX CEO John Ray. This is the guy who's trying to clean up the mess as best he can. He's also the guy who was the CEO of Enron back in the day. So he has some experience in these kinds of multi-billion-dollar scams. Before the sentencing, he issued a scathing rebuke of Bankman-Fried, saying the former CEO made callously and demonstrably false claims in his efforts to secure a lighter prison term. Ray said the harm caused by Bankman-Fried is vast and his remorse is non-existent. Yeah, I would say $8 billion stolen from investors, most of whom were fairly small and young. He destroyed the life savings of thousands, if not tens of thousands of them. I would say, yeah, I would say that's vast. 844-500-4242. 207 says, anhedonia is a symptom of being in jail. Well put. I would say that is another symptom, along with bipolar disorder and depression. Being in durance vile, as they say. Being in the can. Being locked up. 844-500-4242. Have any of the celebs been reached for comment? Larry David, Shaq, Tom Brady, all these people that, you know, were appeared in his Super Bowl commercials. You know, people say, well, they didn't really get any money. He just gave them some stock or some of the currency, and the currency was all worthless anyway, so they got ripped off too. But still, I mean, they sucked people into this thing. I don't know if, you know, if they should be criminally liable. I tend to think they should be. Although, if, you know, it's, again, it's caveat emptor, that phrase we keep coming back to, let the buyer beware. I mean, if you're swayed to give up your hard-earned bucks because you saw this nitwit with an unruly mop of hair and an arrogant, entitled attitude appearing with Tom Brady and Shaq and Larry David, then, you know the old saying, a fool and his money are soon parted. He was also found guilty of defrauding FTX's lenders by sending them phony balance sheets and of lying to the company's investors. He earned roughly $3 billion from these schemes, $3 billion. That's going to make him a little light in repaying $11 billion, isn't it? I sense a deficit. Back of the envelope, $8 billion. It looks like people are going to be out. Bankman-Fried, who swapped out his unkempt look for a coiffed hairdo and suit and tie during the month-long trial, took the stand in his own defense, which did not go well. He claimed more than 100 times that he could not recall details about his business. Again, this is the Democrat playbook. Comey, Strzok, Clapper, Brennan, none of them can recall anything, right? Even now, Bankman-Fried refuses to admit what he did was wrong, prosecutors wrote in a court filing earlier this month, the sentencing memo. His life in recent years has been one of unmatched greed and hubris, of ambition and rationalization, and courting risk and gambling repeatedly with other people's money. Bob, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bob.
Can you hear me, Howie?
Yes.
Yeah, listen, I don't care what his condition is. I don't care if he has terminal cancer and his dying mother is going to die 6 weeks from now, and he should have gotten 100 years. He's a piece of crap.
I agree. You know, the thing is, it's like they talk about, well, they've got to waive all the normal regulations to rebuild this bridge because it's so important. If you go over a bridge, it's the most important bridge in the world. And, you know, okay, well, you say, well, he only stole $50,000 from the average person. Well, if he stole $50,000 from you, it would be the biggest theft in the world, wouldn't it, Bob?
Absolutely.
Right. I mean, look at all the people he screwed. For what? So he could give money to Democrats? And that, by the way, they refused to prosecute him for making all these illegal campaign contributions. I wonder why.
Look, I mean, what is all this nonsense in our country? And this guy deserves no sympathy whatsoever.
Right. I mean, nobody had any sympathy for Bernie Madoff, did they? And he stole a lot less than $8 billion. And he stole it from basically, you know, again, it doesn't make it right, but he stole it from a much higher income group of people than Sam Bankman-Fried stole it from. And they got a lot of that money back. I don't think they're going to get much of this money back. It's gone.
How many Social Security people were taken for their savings?
I don't know the answer to that. I don't know. But they say some of them were in these war-torn foreign countries. You know, they just would see it on, satellite or whatever, social media, and they just thought, this is my way to get out of this mess that I find myself in. And he took advantage of them. I mean, how is this any different from Bernie Madoff or any other scam artist? Why is this guy getting off? I just got to think it's because he's a beautiful person, because he went to MIT. His parents were unmarried Stanford law professors, far leftists, you know, both big time Democrats. His father worked for the fake Indian. And so he's getting a pass. I mean, I can't call it a slap on the wrist, but does anybody really think he's going to do 20 years served? I don't. I don't think there's any way. 844-500-4242. Nancy, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Nancy.
Hi, Howie. Love your show. I think he's grasping at straws with getting a diagnosis, but I want to tell you that I have anhedonia. It is a real thing, but I'm not using it as an excuse to get out of working for a living or anything else. You take meds.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like it's just a form of depression, Nancy.
It's kind of like a symptom of depression. Like, I would tell you that I'm not depressed anymore because I take medication, but I don't really feel joy either. It's kind of hard to just explain, but it is a real diagnosis, but it doesn't give you an excuse to use it to get out of going to jail, that's for sure.
Right. Well, it sounds to me like Mukasey couldn't. I'm sure he's a good lawyer, and his father was a great lawyer, and he was a good guy. But I'm sure they just were searching around for some kind of excuse, some kind of disease that, you know, you can't take a blood test for anhedonia, though, right, Nancy? So they can't prove that he doesn't have it. So they can just throw it out there and, you know, hope it's a Hail Mary pass to the judge. And it obviously, I don't think it worked. Thanks for the call, Nancy. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie will be right back after this short break. You're listening to the Howie Carr Show.
It's Howie Carr's cheap bastard deal.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds too good to be true.
Oh, no, it's real, and it's a steal.
You know there's plenty more when you shop at Howie's store for another Howie Carr cheap bastard deal.
Howie Carr, the cheapest bastard around.
This is one of the listener's favorites. It's the Nauset Beach Inn. It's a great, great place. It's set on 4 acres in East Orleans, Cape Cod, a stone's throw from the Atlantic Ocean in Nauset Beach, and 6.8 miles from the Captain's Golf Course. It's the only public lodging inside the Cape Cod National Seashore, the only lodging. Every room commands a superb view of the great outer beach and the ever-changing sea, a quaint lodging of peace and enjoyment. Relish the taste and the smell of the ocean air, the sound of the breaking surf, and simply the best views on Cape Cod. While supplies last, today at HowieCarshow.com, HowieCarshow.com, click on store. You can get a gift certificate to the Nauset Beach Inn valued at $200 for just $100. That's $100 off. Go to HowieCarshow.com and click store to get your Nauset Beach Inn gift certificate before they sell out, and they will sell out very quickly. We have people on the Cape who love the Nauset Beach Inn. They don't have that far to drive, but they want to go to the Nauset Beach Inn. With us now is the owner, operator of the Nauset Beach Inn, Dave Henchy. Dave, tell us, thanks for being with us, and we love having you as a sponsor, and we love the Nauset Beach Inn, and it's just a fantastic place, and I can't imagine a nicer place to be, whatever season of the year. So tell us the upsides to the off season on the Cape, which it is still the off season, is it not?
It is the off season, but it's a beautiful off season. You know, things are turning green now already. There's a lovely surf outside today, even though it's a rainy day, and you know it's really cozy in the room with the fireplace burning. You know, the outdoors is the upside, Howie. It's, you know, there's so many hiking trails and path by the beach and paths to the beach and up in the dunes and the highlands and Provincetown and the National Seashore and Coast Guard Beach and the Nauset Lighthouse and the Chatham Lighthouse and Main Street in Chatham and Main Street Orleans and the little family restaurants that have the best food. It's just, It's yeah. a great place.
And it's easy really right is. Now, this time of year, it's easy to get dinner reservations, among other things. And tell us about the outdoor amenities, because like you say, the outdoors is the is really one of the keys to being at the Nauset Beach Inn. What do you got?
Well, first of all, we have a four-acre lawn, which it's beautiful views of the beach. And we got these fantastic fire pits, which we actually just upgraded again. How we got new burners, and the flames are quite impressive. They're 500,000 BTU, so it's kind of all-season fire pits. We just can't light them when they're wet, of course. We have barbecues out on the lawn, so you can save some money if you don't want to go out to dinner and have a beautiful ocean view from your room or out in the many picnic tables we have on the property. We have the Sunrise Cottage down there. If you have a family, it's a two-bedroom, two-bath cottage with its own private fire pits and outdoor decking spaces. It's fabulous. It's the easternmost house in America besides Maine. So that's our claim to fame there.
Really?
Yeah, it is. And it's kind of a neat thing. I know, it's funny, but it's true. And, you know, if you sit out there at night, and, you know, I was watching the space station come over the other night, it's truly spectacular. They've got that 270 degrees of ocean view and big sky there. You know, it just, I can't say enough. It's just, it is a short drive to a vacation far away. It really is. It's spectacular.
And tell us about it. Tell us about inside. We, you know, people hear the spots, but it's better if you tell them what's in each room, each of the 12 rooms.
Well, you can kick back on your two very comfortable rocking chairs next to the fireplace with a table in front of you to have dinner right in the 8-foot picture window looking at the ocean. You've got two very comfortable and very expensive queen beds. Lovely full bathrooms, coffee.
Meaning two queen beds, meaning if you got young kids, you can just put you and your spouse in one bed and put the kids in another bed, and they're going to have plenty of room.
I have pictures of my children when they were younger jumping on those beds, having a great time. Exactly correct. doing a little trampoline action there. It's a perfect family place. You're out there, you know.
You can bring Fido down, too. Or Roscoe.
Oh, let's not forget the dogs, of course. And I think there's 8 residence dogs there tonight, to tell you the truth.
Eight dogs in 12 rooms. Yeah. That's pretty good.
Yeah, we only have eight dedicated rooms for the dogs, and they're all sold out.
Oh, I see. Okay, okay.
Yeah, so they couldn't take any more dogs out of the 12 rooms. But the we have.
So if you you always got to go quickly to book your reservation at the Nauset Beach Inn. Apparently, if you have a pet you want to bring down, you got to book even more quickly because you've only got a choice of 2/3 of the rooms to go into.
Yeah, there is a $69 charge for the pet, so just so you know.
Okay. And you have a contactless check-in and check-out if people are still concerned about anything.
Yeah, people love that. They show up and their keys are ready for them. They go right in. They don't have to wait around for anybody, check in, deal with the billing or anything like that. You can just walk in, kick back, and start enjoying your day.
So what are the rates for April and May? Tell us the rates. You can go to HowieCarShow.com right now and get your Nauset Beach Inn gift certificate, $200 gift certificate for just $100. Now, what is the cost in April and May for weekdays and weekends?
Okay, the weekends are pretty much sold out for April and most of May, but the flat price is $249 and then go into $269 in May, and we go up to $349 in June, just so people know, starting at that price.
And these gift certificates are for any month, right?
Any time of year. You can combine three of them and get probably the best bargain for a summer night on Cape Cod, if you want to do that, if you buy three certificates from the Howie Carr Show today. So it's
$249 for April, $269 for May, and then what is it for the summer, for the end season?
It's $349 and up, Howie. It goes up to $500 in the summer.
$349 and up. Dave Henschy, look forward to seeing you when we get back. We love the Nauset Beach Inn.